Calling customer support. My name is Zandra in the fraud department. How may I help you today?
Yes. I just got my bill for this account, and there's a charge on here for Extreme Boost. I don't know what in the hell that is. But
your first and last name?
Janice Smith.
Okay, Ms. Smith. I do see an order that was transferred over to me. One moment. Okay, so this order derived from the dash cam order that was placed.
From the what? I'm sorry. I have hearing aids. Hearing aids. You need to speak very slow and loud.
So on December 26th of last year, you ordered the dash cam. The dash cam is designed to help you with highway surveillance. It's used on the highway for wide viewing.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm your daughter. And the credit card that was used is also in my name.
Okay.
We did not place an order for a damn dash cam. And
okay.
Then, so I want it refunded to my credit card. I want that refunded to my credit card 100%. And the girl's saying, oh, well, we'll refund 35% since you received the order. We didn't frickin' receive an order.
Okay.
And we did not place an order.
Okay. So the order, we're a third-party call center. We do answer the phone for a number of companies that sell products. We see that this order originated back in December. It was for the dash cam and was delivered on January 7th to the address that you all have given us. And it was sent by United States Postal Service.
Yep. We have not received it.
Okay.
We did not receive anything, and we didn't place an order.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand.
I want my credit card 100% refunded.
Okay. So, well, what we can do for you is we'll escalate it to the fraud department. We'll give the IP address of the computer or the cell phone that was used to place the order with your card to the local authorities, and they'll be able to assist us with figuring out who placed the order.
Okay.
Okay, so in regards to the charges, this company will only allow the last 3 months. We can go ahead and refund those to you and make sure the account is closed and not charged anymore, because this is an older account.
What account? I don't understand that an account was even opened, period.
Yes, ma'am. Well, this account originated back in December, so with the age of the account, the company would not allow us to go all the way back to December. We can certainly credit your account for the last 3 months.
And what is that?
They said we have an account with them.
Well, I don't have any account with them. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's an account here.
What is the name of the company?
Okay. The name of the company is the Koala Consulting Company. It originated from the dash cam that was ordered and delivered to the address that we have on file here.
No.
What is the name of the company?
It's the Koala Consulting Company.
Spell it, please.
It's K-O-A-L-A Consulting.
I have no idea what that is. I've never heard of it.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
It's Zandra.
Vandra, V-A-N-D-R-A.
It's Z as in zebra. A-N-D-R-A.
Zandra.
Mm-hmm. So we'll go ahead and start the investigation, and we'll go ahead and credit the account. Now, the email that we do have on file is jjsmith2238@icloud.com.
That's my...
How did somebody get that?
Okay. So the details will go to that email address in just one moment, okay?
That's that old. I don't use that.
I know you don't. You haven't used it. Somebody has got your information from what you're doing online. Somebody has picked up your information online and they're ordering shit.
And how much? How you say 3 months?
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to credit my account for 3 months. What is, how much is that?
It's $49.97 a month.
$49.97 a month?
Yes.
What in the world do you get for that much money a month?
It's a shopping membership that was associated with the dash cam when it was ordered.
First of all, somebody opened an account using her information and ordered something using her information.
And we just moved here in August.
Is it Koala Consulting or Koala Media Consulting? What is it?
One moment. Okay, so the company is the Koala Consulting. Are you there?
When you pull that up, that's a speaking. They train you to speak.
Okay, that's the name of the company. Now, they have other companies that may be under them as far as the manufacturing companies. I don't know the extent of who they serve and who sponsors or who promotes their products, but this order originated. We don't place orders here, so the only thing I can see is the order and the terms and conditions of the order. So I have those charges, requested refunds for those 3 months. Like I said, the email will go out to jjsmith2238@icloud.com, and the account will be closed, and a fraud team will take over the investigation.
Would you please, could you have the address of this Koala Consulting firm?
We don't have addresses.
I'm sorry?
We don't have addresses. No, ma'am.
They don't have one.
You just have phone numbers?
We don't have access to addresses, but I'll try to find an email address for you.
Okay, please do.
Uh-huh, one moment.
Also, what about the charge for this, the product itself? Hello?
She said, wait a minute. Do not talk over me because then I can't hear what she's saying.
Well, they're only going to give you the 3 months back for that. You're still on the hook for the item and for December for $49.90 or $50 for an account. This is a fucking nightmare. You have got to stop going into websites and reading shit. All it takes is for you to go in there, they've got information on you, and then they place you.
Okay, so I have the refunds requested. What were your other questions? I'm sorry.
About the item. So she's being charged for 1 month, which would have been in December, plus this item.
Okay, so she's been refunded everything except the shipping and handling. Because January charge did not go through.
Excuse me. Just tell me everything you've charged me for since this thing went through.
Okay. So we're not billing, but I do see that you were charged 3 months. You were charged March, January and December, and I was able to refund those. So you're getting a refund for everything except the shipping and handling, and that's the extent of it. The company will not allow us to refund the shipping and handling because, first of all, it's too old. It was done in December, and it was shipped out, and that went to the post office.
How much was the shipping and handling?
$7.45.
I'm sorry?
$7.45.
And then what have they charged me for every month?
Okay. So if you would look in your email, you will see those refunds. You were charged the shipping back in December, and then you were charged for the membership of $49.97, and that's been refunded to you. The refund will post back to your Discover in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
The account is closed. You will not be charged again.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all for calling customer support.
You got charged for an item that you didn't order. You got charged for 4 months